Second thought, we're going to continue. It's not a good place to leave our thoughts. And this young man, he was getting himself ready, and as he's taking off his garments, he takes a look at the tzitzis, the four sets of strings hanging around him. And he's already on one of the beds, and he looks. And the strings look to him like witnesses. And he falls to the ground, and he's all embarrassed. And he buries his head in the ground. Now he just paid the 400 zuz, that's a lot of money. And he's embarrassed, and the woman looks at him, and she says, "Hey, what's wrong?" And she says, "I promise I'm not letting you go till you tell me, what did I do wrong? Never had anyone react like that. Is there something wrong with me? Did I do something wrong?" And he promises, and he says, "No, I've never seen a more beautiful woman in my life. But God gave us a mitzvah that's called tzitzis. And it says in the Torah, Anochi, Anochi, twice by the mitzvah of tzitzis. It says in the Torah, twice, Anochi. And the Torah is telling us that whoever... the first Anochi indicates God says, I am running the show here, and whoever transgresses my Torah will be punished. And the second Anochi, God says, I am the one who gives good to those who fulfill my mitzvos. And when I see my tzitzis now, I feel like I have four witnesses standing here, and I got scared for my life, and I started praying that God should forgive me for coming this far in advancing to do something wrong." And she says, "I promise I'm not letting you go till you tell me your name, the name of your city, and the name of the rabbi who teaches you, and where his academy is, where he teaches kids." And he wants to leave, but she keeps bugging him, and he told her. And he leaves, and he's very happy, because he overcame his desire. And the woman had a plan. The woman, he left, and he made quite an impression on her. So, we're going to pick up next time, Bizlat Shem.